Lars Vogt with the aria from Bach's Goldberg Variations here with The Oasis, the new classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Great to have you along. Let's take a look at the arts. Propaganda, the art of selling lies, asks the question, why are we so easily seduced by propaganda? The documentary traces the history of the art of persuasion from the remote past right up to present day when we are bombarded by more propaganda than ever before. Here's a moment from Propaganda, the art of selling lies.
Propaganda is political brainwashing.
It's a calculated attack on the complexity of other people's minds.
It's the invisible hand. It's getting you to submit without realizing consciously that you're submitting.
What if the media is the enemy of the people?
In this moment of post-truth, disinformation, and dangerous lies, this film is a cautionary tale and a call to action at a precarious moment in our history. It features fascinating interviews with iconic artists and cultural movers and shakers, from New Yorker artist Barry Blitt to exiled Chinese artist Ai Weiwei. It opens on Friday at the Bloor Hot Dog Cinema, and joining me now to unpack this fascinating new documentary is the man who made it, director Larry Weinstein. He's an Oscar nominee, an Emmy Award winner, and no stranger to classical music. His projects, Ravel's Brain, Beethoven's Hair, and Mozart Balls, have all been classical crowd pleasers. It's my pleasure to welcome Larry Weinstein to the Classical FM studios. Great to have you here.
Great to be here, Mark. Thank you.
Given the week we've had and all that's happening south of the border, it would seem that this documentary about the history of how we manipulate information and messaging, this is appropriate. I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but...
Yeah, I think when we first came up with this idea, the Toronto and the German co-producers who made this film and the broadcasters who supported it, it was actually before Trump was elected when we first talked about this. And it went from, this is a good idea that is timely, to, well, now when it's so urgent, it's so real, it's so, in a way, we don't do enough. We have to do more.
Tell me about your motivation to make this movie, because you aren't just observing propaganda here. You do that in the film, but you're also using it as a call to action. So you feel very motivated in that way.
It's hard not. I think everybody has a call to action these days. I think we're all infuriated. I think we're all frustrated. We hear these chants of, you know, send her back now this week, and the horrible racist implications. And we are aware, if we were thinking people, we're aware that these are echoes of other times, other cultures, yes, but we can't help but think of Nazi Germany. We can't help but think of Stalin. We can't, when Trump says the press is the enemy of the people, that's Joseph Stalin's phrase for his enemies that questioned him, and then he would have them killed. And that's the inspiration of the president of the United States.
And I think for people who actually didn't live through that, you there are question marks. You wonder how this really does start. What are the sparks that lead us to the fire? And so we're looking to outline that here. I want to give people an indication of how much work you've done here. We start with cave paintings and ancient coins and statues and the church and early forms of propaganda. And then we get into conservative artist Sabo, Shepard Fairey, who made the Obama Hope posters, Ai Weiwei, who was exiled from China for his artistic ideas, New Yorker artist Barry Blitt, who's been done a lot with the Trump image, Jim Fitzpatrick, the man who designed the famous Che Guevara imagery that is so ubiquitous. You really did check a lot of boxes here with the people you spoke with.
Yeah, just hearing you really does exhaust me. It was quite an intense experience to make the film. But I have to say, despite the seriousness of the subject, it was a very enjoyable process.
A very enjoyable film to watch.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I loved it.
Well, we have sparks. We try to have bits of humor. We have very real seriousness, and then it's interspersed with lighter things and ironic moments and the subversive moments, and yeah, like Barry Blitt with his incredible caricatures of Trump. Barry Blitt, who was Montreal born.
But he says he's like a pudding and you can just kind of mold him
however
you like.
Yeah. And then he shows Trump in traction. It was an excuse just showing him do a Sieg Heil.
Right.
It's great.
And no matter who you speak to, no matter how well-intentioned they might be, they all do understand that their work on some level is propaganda.
Yes.
They
like to take the language of propaganda and use it for what they think is good.
Right. And so while we've talked a lot about Trump has come up a lot in this interview, it doesn't feel particularly partisan here. It just so happens that that's what's going on right now. You are actually taking a look at really the history of all the different leaders and all the different manipulations.
Yeah, it's almost like we wanted to give context to where we are now. And sure. It's not just Trump is a symptom of something.
Right.
But all over the world, there's right-wing stuff happening. And the leaders who are more centrist or left seem to be faltering a bit. And I think this is, you know, because once you have a leader who's strong and who is right-wing and who, you know, provokes xenophobia and talks about the other, that only shuts down the borders, and then all the borders of all the countries feel they have to do the same, this mass paranoia.
And we do point out that social media has been a massive, has really fanned those flames, because you've never been able to get that message out so quickly.
Yeah, because mass media, people were so idealistic about it, about Facebook being this instrument of love and bringing families together and friends, and it's all about, you know, funny kitten videos.
Right.
And then, wait a minute, the same thing has a slippery slope, and it actually is leading to hate messages and actually documented, genocide.
The film states, too, that all art on some level is political, as some form of propaganda.
Yeah.
And that might be true, but holding on to that can be a fairly cynical stance on a day-to-day basis.
Well, it depends what you think of propaganda.
Yeah.
I mean, propaganda is everywhere.
Sure.
And as one of the interviewees says, you know, propaganda can be a warning on a cigarette pack, or it can be triumph of the will.
Right.
The Hitlerian propaganda film.
Different intentions there.
It's different intentions.
Yeah.
And like we said, I mean, some of these artists, like Jim Fitzpatrick, who did the Che Guevara image in 1968 that we all know, he says it is propaganda. And same with Shepard Fairey, who did the Hope poster. He says that he borrows all these propagandistic techniques, but he's hoping to have a positive message, a human message that comes out of that. Because, you know, those propagandists were pretty effective. Those Soviet poster artists knew how images work and fonts work and colors work. And yeah, so that's being used.
It's disorientating, and I got so much out of it. I learned a lot, and I felt like it gave me a chance to sort of step back from all the noise that we've been that's been subjected on us lately. So I got a lot out of your film. So congratulations.
Well, thank you, and that's a very nice comment, because I feel like the film is somewhat frenetic because we try to do so much. I find that we almost try to disorient people a little bit, because there's so much information and so many, what century are we about to hear about? Which artist are we about to hear of? So the fact that it's a meditation for you is actually very sweet.
And nice. a slight reprogramming of my brain as I went through it. So I think that says a lot about your film and your work. So congrats again. Propaganda, The Art of Selling Lies opens July 19th, this Friday at Bloor Hot Dog Cinema. Of course, it was it opened at Hot Dogs this year at the big festival.
Yes.
Hotdogs.ca for tickets and timing. And Larry, thanks again.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. And thanks on behalf of my mother, who listens to you religiously. and since I visit her a lot, I do too.
What's your mother's name?
Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. That's my mother's name as well.
Really?
So how about that?
Marilyn W.
We'll say hello to the Marilyns.
Two Marilyn W's.
Here with the New Classical FM.